In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Benjamin Burnaby, my great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather, Diane Morrow, and Timothy Rafferty. Today we celebrate a particular feast day. Does anybody know what that is? And also beginning a Mass by checking your memory. Nobody remembers. That's all right. That's why I asked the question. Today is one of the greatest feasts of the Church. A day which is not on a general calendar for some strange reason, but it's a feast that began to be celebrated within the Church in the 14th century, was put on the universal calendar, on the calendar under Pius XII, I believe it was in 1950-something, check me on that. And it was 1987 when Pope St. John Paul II again put it on the calendar there. But yet we do not have a Mass within our Missal, so that's why that's why everything over there, the readings aren't particular for the feast day. Decided to stick with what we actually have here within the readings. We don't have it in our English Missal there. But today is a feast of the Holy Face. Holy Face. It's a movable feast, just like Lent is a movable season, just like Easter moves through the calendar, just like so many of our feast days move through the calendar, this one, but it's tied particularly to Lent. It's the Feast of the Holy Face today because tomorrow begins Ash Wednesday, and it's always the day before Ash Wednesday. So not just merely Shrove Tuesday that we celebrate, not just merely Mardi Gras, which means the Tuesday of fat, where we make sure we get all the fat out of our house so we can begin fully the season of Lent and not let any of that fat that we have left over from our pantries go to waste. But today is Holy Face, the Tuesday of the Holy Face, the Feast of the Holy Face. Like I've shared with you many times before and probably don't need to share with you again and again, but the way that you and I are going to make it through the 40 days of Lent, if we're going to live it right, if we're going to really engage in prayer, in fasting, in almsgiving, which are supposed to be the mark of all our Christian lives, from the very first moment that we enter into it until finally we're freed from this life as we pray to the rosary, from this valley of tears, when we enter into what God has prepared for those who love Him, you and me who are here. We have prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. It's an opportunity for us to re-engage in that way of life, to enter into it once again, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. First off, if you don't have your Lenten plan, you got a few hours. A few hours before Lent begins. There's still time. There's still time to think about it. How am I going to deepen my life in prayer? How am I going to deepen the way in which I'm letting go of things, particularly food, but other things? And thirdly, how am I going to make sure that I give myself to not just stripping stuff away from me, but to do good, within the world through alms? Usually that's a form of giving to others, taking from what I would normally use for myself, for my family, and what am I doing to give that to others so that others may have that, well, in my time, in the skills that I have, but as well in the way in which I monetarily provide for myself and my family. What are ways in which I'm deepening those movements to make sure that others find Christ? Others find Christ. And I find myself no longer held down by the things of the world, but really held up by Christ, lighten my load in this life. So that's the first thing to do. If you don't have that plan yet, now is the time. Spend some time with those things. I've already given you a little bit of meditation on it. But the Holy Face is what we seek, to seek His face. When you and I go through any difficulty which we go through within our lives, we know it's always easier when we recognize that we're not going through it alone. When we have it, there's somebody there with us. Well, the way in which you and I can have the lightest path to heaven is just by keeping ourselves intent upon Christ. What does it say in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2? Verse 2. Verse 1 says, "Because we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us hold fast to our confession of faith." Let us move on forward, it says, pursuing Christ, pursuing Jesus, He who is the author, the finisher, or perfecter of our faith. So let's go on toward Him, keeping our eyes fixed upon Him, fixed upon the face. our blessed Lord. That's the movement, and that's the thing that's going to get you and me through whatever difficulty it is that we have, just by focusing upon His face. And so to be able to do so, I've left you at the back of the church all of the devotions that we have left within our church bundles. You probably already have a bunch of them. Your daily mass goers, you got a bunch of them lying all around. If you need another one, there's a few left that we have there in the back of the church that are there. But I'm going to pray with you for the conclusion of it, a meditation. If you don't have it memorized, that's fine. It's all these things that we've given you many, many, many times over the past 2 or 3 years since I've been handing them out to you. There's more in the back of the church. But just in case you don't have it, I'm going to pray all the prayers. All the prayers. We're going to pray those together. And let that be something that inspires us to be able to find the Lord. If you have your copy with you, you can take it out. If not, recite it after us in your own heart. We begin with the Golden Arrow Prayer, which was dictated by our Lord to Sister Mary of St. Peter. The Golden Arrow. May the most holy and most sacred, most adorable, most incomprehensible, and ineffable name of God be forever praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the sacred heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Amen. Prayer. O Lord Jesus Christ, in presenting ourselves before thine adorable face, to ask of thee the graces of which we stand most in need, we beseech thee above all to grant us that interior disposition of never refusing at any time to do what thou requirest from us by thy holy commandments and divine inspirations. Amen. O good Jesus, who has said, ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Grant us, O Lord, that faith which obtains all, or supply in us what may be deficient, grant us by the pure effect of thy charity, and for thine eternal glory, the graces which we need and which we look for from thine infinite mercy. Amen. Be merciful to us, O my God, and reject not our prayers, when amid our afflictions we call upon thy holy name, and seek with love and confidence thine adorable face. Amen. O Almighty and Eternal God, look upon the face of thy Son, Jesus. We present it to thee with confidence, to implore thy pardon. All-merciful Advocate, open your mouth to plead for our cause. Hearken to his cries. Behold his tears, O God, and through his infinite mercies, through his infinite merits, hearken to him when he intercedes for us, poor, miserable sinners. Amen. Adorable face of my Jesus, my only love, my light, and my life, grant that I may know, love, and serve thee alone, and that I may live with thee, of thee, by thee, and for thee. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer thee the adorable face of thy beloved Son, for the honor and glory of thy name, for the conversion of sinners, and for the salvation of the dying. O divine Jesus, through thy face and name, save us. Our hope is in the virtue of thy holy name. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.